Networking, I would say, is the backbone of growth. Growth in life, growth in business. When I met Umesh, and we had a journey of about 3 months together in terms of various forums and associating, and knowing his retail expertise, I said, okay, fine, why not we start an industry-specific one? And the whole objective was to bring all the professionals related or connected with the retail industry and give them a platform where they can come and have a community. You feel that this is my community. These people speak my language. I feel like I'm belonged here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Elevated Entrepreneur Podcast. Today's episode is a continuation of the Retail Entrepreneur series. However, we're not interviewing a retailer, but two amazing people that have a lot of knowledge in retail and networking. Now, you may be asking, what does retail and networking have in common? You're going to want to tune into this episode because it's a great episode that talks about the benefits of networking for retailers. If you know anybody who is in the retail business or is connected to the retail business, then this is an episode they need to listen to. So grab your headphones, grab a cup of coffee, help me cue the music, and let's get started.
You're listening to the Elevated Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast designed to help retailers, restaurateurs, and entrepreneurs simplify business operations and use modern technology to elevate their business. Here's your host, Deren Bhatia.
Umesh and Sridhar, very big welcome to the Elevated Entrepreneur Podcast. It's a pleasure to have you both here on the podcast.
Thank you, Deren. It's our pleasure.
Thank you, Deren, for inviting us. It's definitely a pleasure to be on your podcast.
Indeed. And the pleasure is all mine because both of you are amazing in what you do. And I'm so excited to have you both here because today we're going to talk about something that you guys have launched in the pandemic and are doing so well with. It's called the Retail One Connect platform. And as you know, we're running a retail entrepreneur series here on the podcast. And I want to tell everybody about that platform and what it can do for them and what are some of the benefits of attending that platform with you. But before we get into that, I'd love for you to please take a moment and introduce yourself. Umesh, we'll start with you.
So I come from a retail background right from 2003. That's when I started my journey with the retail industry back in India with Reliance Industries. This was merely to the rollout of the Webword outlets, which they were doing at that point of time. So I was working for them as a rollout specialist. We did a lot of stores, I mean, to be precise, 165 stores. And then it kept on going on for some time before I moved into Dubai in 2007, joining Landmark Group as an associate architect. And then again, the role remained same, that I looked at the rollout of some of the franchisee brands they had at that point of time. Although Landmark Group itself had its own brands, but that was the only division where they had the franchisee international brands, which I was in charge to roll out across the GCC region. And rest is history, because since then I've made Dubai as my second home. And for the last 15 years, you could say that I have been working with different retailers in my different capacities. Over the period, you could say, although I started as an architect and project manager, but then being in the industry for so long, I now can very well say that I have learned the tricks of the trade. So it is not only from the rollout perspective, it is also from the entire retail landscape and the thing, what happens in the industry. So that's what's about me, Deren.
Thank you, Umesh. I know you're being a bit modest. Knowing a bit about you, I know you've done a lot of work in retail. You've opened close to 600 stores. And I know that you've also got expertise in fit out, design, omnichannel formation. So there's a lot of knowledge that I want to pick on as we get into the conversation. But I want to hand over the mic to Sridhar for a few minutes to please tell us about yourself.
Hailing from a middle-class family where I was born and raised in Calcutta, my father was in the shipping industry. He was a shipping manager of one of the largest tea exporters in Calcutta. Although he wanted me to become a chartered accountant, and when we moved to Delhi, I even pursued that for a year. Somehow I did not relish it or connect with it. So I jumped into this industry way back in 92, into the shipping and logistics industry at a very grassroots level of being a customs house broker, clearing shipments in air freight and sea freight in Delhi. Slowly grew up the ladder and moved to Dubai in 2001 when the calling came, because some of my relatives were already here and I was just in the transition of one engagement in Delhi. At that time, I looked at this opportunity and came here. And after working for a couple of renowned organizations here and heading their divisions for shipping, I decided to start something on my own in 2009. And after 3 years of a partnership venture, I fully ventured into my own in 2012 in Dubai. And it's been a great journey because 2014, I had a huge debacle. I found myself in a debt trap and it was a do or die kind of a situation where then I worked really hard and bounced back, I would say. Today, I live a debt-free life and I have a successful logistics business going on. And at the same time, I discovered a passion for training, coaching, speaking in 2015-16 and started pursuing that, exploring that avenue. I'm happy to say that I am having more than a couple of businesses running successfully now, both in terms of helping startups and 2-3-year-old businesses scale up in their entrepreneurial journey. We got an entrepreneurial development program. Along with that, I have this shipping and logistics business, which is pretty much running on its own with the people and the processes having been set in its place. So I may not be really in the retail space except for as the consumer. So I bring that perspective to the, had my own share of failures and successes and a lot of experience that I can definitely share going forward.
Absolutely. That would be fantastic. And they say experience is the best teacher. And I know you coach a lot of businesses. You're part of the Ascentive program, which I think is a topic for a different conversation. But I want to ask you guys, how did the two of you meet?
It was almost a year back, I would say. We just completed our meeting anniversary. It was for a different reason. A common friend of ours has introduced Sridhar to me. Actually, I was part of our college alumni network here, and we wanted her to be a part of one of the events which we were organizing. So one of my seniors, who is a common friend of ours, he has introduced Sridhar to us as a networking expert, because the topic of the talk in that particular event was this only, how to network more and more. So that's how I got introduced. To be precise, I mean, it was 28th of February last year. So it's been almost a year we got introduced to each other. And rest is history.
Did you guys buy each other flowers and a box of chocolate to celebrate the opportunity, the moment?
I mean, we have made so many celebrations in these 12 months that we didn't feel the need to do that formally, actually.
To be honest, we met at the same place when the year went by with the same person who introduced us. The three of us met and we had chai and bhelpuri. Yeah.
Love it. Lots of fun friendships over chai and snacks, right?
Absolutely.
Amazing. Is this 2020 that you guys met in? So this is just probably before the pandemic had started.
So just to clarify, as Umesh said, we exactly met a year back and it was for a speaking engagement, which Umesh wanted me to be part of the alumni and give the speaking gig. But then when pandemic hit, the event got postponed and so that didn't happen. We didn't move online immediately because people were like kind of in a daze as to what's happening.
Everyone was just trying to understand what the heck happened.
Yeah. Eventually, the speaking engagement did happen online.
That's great. And what you're talking about is a great example of adaptation. And I know from this discussion, there was the formation of Retail One Connect. Umesh, can I ask you to introduce Retail One Connect to the audience, please?
Yes. So as we got in touch with each other, the bond grew further and stronger in the coming days. And when the quarantine happened and the lockdown started to be implemented in Dubai, that's when Sridhar has started an online networking session program, which he named as Quarantine Connect. So this was basically to connect the entrepreneurs who didn't know in those days as to what to do because everybody was clueless. So it was a noble initiative by him by the name of Quarantine Connect. And I was part of the Quarantine Connect, a couple of them initially. And that is when he himself floated the idea, looking at the experience of retail industry I have. And then he also thought that why don't we make industry specific networking one Quarantine Connect. So that's how we started. The first session happened in the month of June 2020. And since then, we are doing it on third Thursday of every month since last, you could say, 9 months.
Awesome. And I want to go deeper into Retail One Connect because you said this earlier and Peter also is a big believer in networking. And I think networking is indeed one of the secrets to entrepreneurship, if you will. And knowing people is really the key to getting further in business. And I want to talk a lot about Retail One Connect. But before we go into Retail One Connect, Umesh and Sridhar, I want to pick your brains on what do you think has happened to retail in the last 1 year? Sridhar, if you want to lead us off and tell us what you think has changed in this space.
Let's go back a year and see when pandemic hit. Basically, people always enjoyed going to the shop and have a look and feel and buy the product, because at least in this region, shopping was one of the main activity, which was like outside of working hours as a recreation or meeting in malls, in the food court. So that was one of the things where people used to look towards when they had to really go out and spend some time with family and friends. So when pandemic hit, just like any other area, the acceptance came in very late. I feel that this is probably here to stay. That acceptance, some people immediately understood. Some people probably have still not accepted it today, that things have changed and it's going to be a completely different world and life going forward. So similarly, organizations which understood that going forward, it's not going to be the same normal. It's going to be a completely different way of doing business, connecting with consumers. And those who adapted fast benefited. Those who have still not come to terms with what's happening, I think, are going to be extinct if they don't change ways soon. So one thing that has really gone up is the online business and the way of looking. Everything related to the online business, right? From e-commerce to the website design and development to technology to payments, gateway services, everything I feel has benefited, or innovations come in, and a lot of, I think Umesh is in a better space to say a lot more. My perspective, as I say, I'm coming only from a consumer perspective. I'm divided, like certain items and products, I can just go online, compare and say, okay, I'm getting it here better. I don't need to really check it out and order it to save time. Certain items still, I cannot just order online without making sure about how the product is. The touch and feel is important for me. So as a consumer, I feel the whole thing is still divided. This pandemic has taught us that one has to be literally on their toes, adapting, innovating very quickly to meet the consumers and the changing markets.
100%. I couldn't agree anymore. And one thing that you mentioned about buying things online, there was a study done in the US, and it was discovered that people will spend up to $750 on an online purchase. Anything more than that, they tend to be very scared about. So it lands very well to what you're talking about, because, you know, at a certain point, you want to touch and feel the product. And that's a very interesting insight from you. So thank you for sharing. Sridhar, Umesh, what are your thoughts on the situation and landscape of retail in the last 1 year?
Absolutely. I mean, I will start with saying that retail landscape has completely changed. What used to be the normal became abnormal. It is now called as new normal. So that's the whole journey we have seen in the last 12 to 14 months. I mean, starting from, as Sridhar said, speaking from Dubai's perspective, in the month of March, we were all doing good enough till the time we were sent into lockdowns. And when the lockdowns happened, suddenly everything got closed. You didn't know as to where to buy your grocery from, where to buy essential items from. We have seen the madness of buying tissues and the toilet papers and whatnot. You know, so mainly in the initial days, when you were allowed to go for a certain period of time in the grocery store and buy, of course, with the permit, it was mainly the essential items which you were buying. You were not hoarding things and all those kind of stuff. Because even then, people were thinking that it just for a month or 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 5 weeks, and then we will be back to normal. But it never happened. As of today, I mean, you can say that some part of the world are still under the lockdown. And this might continue for some more time. Then what's happened is that most of the retailers who were already into the online channels, I mean, the first thing which has happened with the retail industry is this, that they had to adopt the e-commerce wholeheartedly, even if they didn't want it before the pandemic. So something which they had scheduled it for, let's say, for next 5 years has happened in the span of 5 to 6 months itself. Majority of the retailers who were believing in brick and mortar stores, they had to immediately shift to the online channels. Now, when we say online channels, the online is much more bigger and larger than the physical retail. So you don't know where to start with. Should you have an e-commerce website? Should you have, advertising happening on the social media channels? Should you do the WhatsApp messaging? Should you call your customers? I mean, people didn't know what to do. So this was a conundrum. The easiest thing to do is to look at the e-commerce website, because that is what people learned from Amazons and the Walmarts of this world. And you can see it happening that Walmart's Amazon has suddenly grown from what they were doing to what they are now. Jeff Bezos at one point of time was the richest person on earth before Elon Musk took over. That shows you as to what was the popularity of the e-commerce platforms at that point of time. Now, even in Dubai, what used to be, you could say, 8 to 10% of the online buying, it has gone up to 69% at one point of time. People were buying everything online. And when we used to have only an Amazon or a Noon or a couple of more guys, now we have got close to 25, 30 online channels where you can buy anything what you want, including the groceries. So that's what I would say. And that is not a UAE kind of a phenomenon. It has happened across the globe. So what has brought the change in retailers' mindset now is this, that this is going to go. This is going to carry on like this. You can never go back to your brick and mortar store as you used to be. Even there, you need to make changes, which will have to align with the changed customer behavior, which has happened in the last 12 months or 14 months, because you and me as customers have changed completely. The most change has come into those age categories where they were not comfortable buying online, which could be, you could say, 55 and above, or you could say the 20 and less. Now, every age group is buying online. The millennials, or the other categories of the age groups or the customer profiles, are now all buying online. And this is going to stay. You are not afraid of buying online now. The only thing which could happen is that all the retailers have to get into an omni-channel kind of situation where they are able to serve their customers where they are, rather than bringing the customers to their channels. So that's what I would say has made the change.
Completely agree with you. And omnichannel is one of those bird words, like e-commerce. Everybody is talking about it, but I think a lot of business owners are still figuring out, not only just business owners, but even the larger brands we are talking about. E-commerce and omnichannel is a very tricky landscape. I want to switch gears and move into networking, because we just said that networking is a very fundamental part of success in business. But before we go into networking and Retail One Connect, I want to ask you, Umesh, one question. Do you think that e-commerce is the only way forward, or is it a combination of multiple things in store and online? What is your opinion on that?
See, my personal opinion, everything is going to stay. So you will have physical retail also, you will have e-commerce also, and you will have the other channels as well. So that is why they call it omni-channel. So as long as you are available at all point of time, all the channels, and as long as you have the robust technology at your disposal where you are able to connect all these channels, you will be successful. You cannot survive only with the physical retail or the brick and mortar. You cannot survive just with e-commerce. Even Amazon is going into brick and mortar. You have seen it happening. So all the channels are going to stay. Some particular channels which will work for them, for their products. For some, it might be a combination of different channels. And for some, it might be only the physical retail. So I would still not prefer, like, for example, buying a shoe online, because I would like to wear it, walk a few steps, and then take a decision that I want to buy a shoe or not. Customer preference will also come into picture.
Just to add to quickly, Umesh, having given the example of shoes, something that recently happened, which again, probably as retail experts, you guys may want to make a note. I don't know if you heard of this. My son wanted to buy new shoes for his birthday, and he had identified something online. It was a branded one, and it was 70% off online. What he did was, he was not sure of his size, in the sense that how that feel would be in terms of wearing and walking that shoe. So he went to the store, got the same shoes and the size, tried a size less and higher, and he tried it and he found that which is the right one for him, and then came back and ordered the same stuff online with 70% off. So here is one consumer behavior where you go to the store where the price is high, you're actually trying it out for the right size, and then the same thing being ordered online on an offer.
You're so right. Thank you for sharing that. There's actually a term for this, isn't there? It's called showrooming. So when you are finding something online and you want to go try it out and then go back and order it online, it's a very common thing. And I think more so now, Sridhar, to your point, you know you have to order it online, but to be able to go into the store and touch and feel it and then get the price savings online, I think this is what Umesh was also talking about. You have to figure out how to get that customer to buy from you and bring the store to them wherever they are. Indeed, omnichannel is the future. I know this is a very hot, controversial topic. Everybody thinks retail is dead, but I think I share both of your opinions that I don't think retail, like physical, is going anywhere. It's going to stay. But like Umesh rightly said, it's the combination of the two that retailers need to figure out how to manage in their business.
Even, I mean, I would rather say it has become alive now. This is the time when retail is going to grow like anything. I mean, mark my words, in the next 5 to 10 years, you will see retail going places to places in all different avatars rather than what we have seen so far. So it's going to be a pretty decent decade of retail as we go along.
That is a really interesting insight. And I know a lot of retailers are concerned business is not as the way it was used to be. So hearing this, I think, will definitely give them some encouragement. I want to ask you both about the importance of networking. So switching gears a bit, and I know this is also Sridhar's area of expertise. Sridhar, I want to ask you, where do you think networking falls under in this picture, and how has something like Retail One Connect helped people over the last year?
Networking, I would say, is the backbone of growth. Growth in life, growth in business. It is underestimated. Most people don't network till they actually need it. In my experience, I've seen they don't network till they really need it. I always compare it to fixing or building the roof of our home. Would anyone fix or build the roof of their home after it rains? No. They always keep checking it and fixing it frequently. So that is what we should be doing. Constantly networking and building relationship and expanding our network, because we never know when a requirement may come up. So as far as Retail One Connect is concerned, after actually meeting Umesh and knowing him, and when I met him, he was just contemplating entrepreneurial journey and he was still in employment and he still is. But then he is strongly very much into getting into an entrepreneurial journey soon. I realized that Umesh was not networking enough. And there are scores or hundreds of people or thousands of people like him who are probably just going from home cave to car cave to office cave, back to car cave, and then back to home cave. They're not networking. They're not really doing anything about expanding. Because what does networking do? It creates a whole lot of opportunities for you. A, you meet new people. You probably could learn something new from them because they all have their own failures, successes, and learnings and knowledge that they bring to the table. You meet new people, probably you get a new supplier who could completely bring a fresh breath into your whole organization in terms of the product or what they could be supplying to you. There could be cost savings. It's not just about meeting people to sell. You could be really lucky to find a client, but not necessarily that that should be the only objective. You could find a life partner. You could find a friend. So many things could happen if someone networks with an open mind. As I said, when I met Umesh, we had a journey of about 3 months together in terms of various forums and associating. And knowing his retail expertise, I said, okay, fine, why not we start an industry-specific one? And the whole objective was to bring all the professionals related or connected with the retail industry and give them a platform where they can come and have a community feeling. Because there was so much uncertainty in the air and people were like, not knowing what's happening, it feels like they belonged somewhere. So that's the whole idea, you know, where you come, you feel that this is my community. These people speak my language. These people understand what I say. So I feel like I'm belonged here. I don't want to be struggling all by myself. I have others with whom I can thrive together. So that's the whole idea of this concept. And so we've done about 8 months now. It's been an amazing response. We have got a nice small community which is growing and thriving. Umesh has put in a lot of hard work into it.
Before I hand the mic to Umesh, you know, networking usually gets a very bad rap. And I think, Sridhar, you pointed to some of that. Most people who go into networking think they're looking for business or they're looking for customers. But that's far from the truth. Networking is so much more than looking for your end consumer. Friendships, business relationships, personal relationships. There's so much that comes out of good networking. And like you said, it's not something that you do today or tomorrow, you do it as an ongoing practice. So, well, I think that you shared something very interesting.
Absolutely. Just adding a couple of things since you pointed out, Dhiren. One is a statistics where if you're really looking for an end customer or to get a client when you go for a networking event, The statistic says that if you meet 100 people at a networking event, which is almost impossible, you probably will get 2 clients. So just imagine if you go to a networking event and meet 20 people, and you're only going there with the mindset of selling, finding a client. Networking is all about building relationship. It's about farming, cultivating. It's not about just taking. It's about giving and finding those like-minded people whom you can create a win-win relationship with. That's the whole thing about networking.
You said the key words, right? It's farming, not hunting. And that can make a world of a difference. Umesh, you want to add anything?
Absolutely. I mean, Sridhar has already said what networking is, how Retail One Connect happened, or what we are doing in Retail One Connect, and how it is growing at this point of time. Just to add to what Sridhar has said, a couple of things which Sridhar always mentions after each networking session for all the members is, one, continue that networking, have one-to-one connections even after that session. I'm a great follower of that, and I'm telling you that what Sridhar has said, that 1 year before, if you have met me, I was completely a different person. So today I have a network of so many people, not only from retail industry, from other industries as well. Thanks to Sridhar for all that. And during last 12 months, unfortunately, we have lost a lot of people. People have lost their jobs. But I would say this period was the golden period for me. This is the time when I thrived like anything. I grew like anything. And it was thanks to networking. So one thing was that you have to have one-to-one meetings after the networking session. And second is, do not consider each other as prospective clients. You know, that's what he always said. You know, because you never know. Today, Biren, we met you through a networking only, if you look at it in that way.
100%, yeah.
So we are not looking at each other as selling something or buying something. What could happen is that you and me might not connect with each other, but you might have some connect which might be of help to me. And that's exactly what we learn in the networking events. So these are the two things which I wanted to add to what Sridhar said.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. One thing that I've heard from my experience as part of learning networking is you don't sell to the room, you sell through the room. Like you said, we don't want to hunt. We want to farm. We want to make those relationships, because you never know, like you said, Umesh, when those relationships are going to come in handy. So I want to ask you specifically in tying Retail and Retail One Connect together, over the last year, or at least as soon as the pandemic launched and you launched Retail One Connect, number one, was there any motivation for you guys to start Retail One Connect other than connecting people? What could have that been if there was one?
For me, it was basically to, as we said, I think Sridhar has made it clear in this last question itself. The first one was to bring people on one platform where they feel belonged. Because it was not only others, even I was clueless as to what to do. Because we were sitting at home, the offices were closed, most of the works were not happening. So what do you do sitting at home? Most of the people were learning different skills on LinkedIn, online, or learning a new language or a new musical instrument or something. I mean, everybody was doing something. But then we all knew that it cannot carry on for long. So obviously there has to be a platform where we can speak to others. And thanks that we got Zoom opened in this part of the world, and then we started talking to each other. So it all started with your family or your old friends. You must have spoken to your college friends, your school friends, and all that happened. And when that got over, you again started searching for people to talk to. And I believe that is why this was there in everybody's mind, that how to bring the community together. And that's one of the points. And second is that obviously when we came together, I think Sridhar would also agree that even Sridhar did not know so many retail experts since we met and we started these networking events. And similar, it happened to me as well. I mean, I got in touch with people sitting in UK, US, Australia, Canada, I mean, whom I could not have met otherwise. And at some point of time, in a couple of sessions, we have brought guest speakers from UK. We've got guest speakers from India. That could have never happened. So I would say that that was the whole point of it. And then even today, we started with, I believe, 13 people in the first session. And today we've got a community of almost 60, 65 people who have joined through the network. And most of these are all new friends. They were not someone who we already knew. So that's a great opportunity for each of us. Now, and we are thinking big now. So it is not going to be just retail One Connect. We are thinking big, take it to the next level and see as to what all we can do with this.
This episode of the Elevated Entrepreneur Podcast is brought to you by the Cloudscape Care Package. This care package is designed specifically for retail and restaurant business owners. If you've got a retail or restaurant business or considering open one, then talk to us at cloudscape.ae or drop us a line at hello@cloudscape.ae and we'll show you how the care package and all of its features, including training, implementation and support, can help you set up for success. That's amazing. I want to ask you that as well about the future of this platform, but I just want to ask Sridhar for a few minutes. Sridhar, do you want to share a story maybe in the last 1 year if you've seen something that you think would be worth sharing about Retail One Connect?
Umesh has said a few things which were in my mind. At the same time, all I can say, Dhiren, based on what you asked me before and what you're saying now, when we really began this journey, we could have easily given it up in a month or two and said, come on, it takes a lot of effort and pain. I organize a lot of networking events and I do a lot of things. For example, even now, every week there is a general One Connect which is happening, a networking session, not specific to retail, but a general one for all the other business owners and entrepreneurs. Every week it's happening for an hour and a half on a Monday. The thing is, when retail, even from the retail One Connect, there's a huge difference. Someone who attended the first month probably may not have come back because of how raw the structure and how raw the whole thing was, how we conducted it. But today, 8 months down the line, it brought changes to it in terms of the structure, in terms of the agenda, in terms of how we go about things, because we have learned from our own way how we conduct things. Now, in terms of story, nothing specific, because every single retail One Connect has been a learning experience for me as a consumer, not being a retail expert or from the industry itself. Because as Umesh said, he has been pushed. My thing is more of an anchoring, facilitating, whereas he has been pushed to the limit of looking for speakers, looking for experts, reading books in those areas, researching in those areas. In terms of researching, he may still have done, but may not have gone all out to contact people and possible, you know, prospective speakers who could come on board. So compared to the month we started and now, my connections have grown in terms of the retail, in terms of meeting new people, experts coming in and sharing and hearing so many people speak about what's happening in the industry. I would say we have really evolved in terms of a networking platform, and it's not a just a simple networking session. There's a lot, like each participant now shares a slide about his personal and business introduction, quickly to share about who they are. There's an expert speaker coming in. There's a company, one of the members sharing their business for 5 minutes, what they do, and highlighting it to people. There's a newsletter going every month to people. So we've really grown in terms of the structure and the way we do things.
And thank you for that insight, because I was trying to probe you, because I think a lot of people might find it hard to believe that two gentlemen just sitting in the pandemic decided to start something so selflessly. And I think what you said there really points to that this is not being done for some commercial incentive. This is really purely for the love of helping people grow.
Just to add to that, as of now or when it started, there was no aspect of having, okay, fine, let's make money out of this or anything like that. We may sit down one day and say, where is this going? So let's say we have got a database of 100, 200, 300 people. What if 10 or 20 people out of this wanted to create a mastermind and say, hey, we're willing to pay something. Let's get more out of this. Let's do something higher, like creating a very focused learning community. We may be doing something, but then the retail One Connect networking session, I don't foresee it as being something which is going to be paid or membership based. There could be a retail mastermind community. That's a different thing. We are already growing in terms of meeting new people, learning from them, getting more contacts. What more do we want? It's already happening. It's a byproduct.
Yeah. And you said the word byproduct, right? Another idea can always come from another idea. And as you evolve, things will change. And I know Umesh alluded to this, that there are some big plans coming from retail for Retail One Connect. I want to ask you, is there a certain type of person that should attend Retail One Connect? Or what is your recommendation, Umesh?
See, predominantly it is industry-specific One Connect. So we are aiming to connect with the people who are linked with the industry. So these could be professionals, these could be business owners, these could be entrepreneurs, these could be suppliers, these could be people who are, you know, somehow linked with the industry. So, and this is what we have seen in last 9 months, the kind of people we get. So in terms of the larger plans, if I may say so, as Sridhar said, one is obviously the retail mastermind community, which we want to build moving forward. Second is obviously now we have given a platform starting from UAE. We might take it to different countries now. So because we have participants coming from all over GCC, we have participants from UK, we have participants from India and from some other countries. So it might go over to the other countries as well, where they will start their own retail One Connect kind of session. So that is one thing. Third platform, which we yet to discuss, but is in mind, is this, that how to convert these connections now into business for different people. Because I come from a background where I have done most of the rollouts of the stores. There are people who are providing technology to the retail industry. There are people who are providing the latest AI and ML kind of inputs to it. Then there are many other who are from the manufacturing side of the retail industry. So how can they all combine and work together collaboratively for a particular project, for that matter? It could be a brand who needs help from my kind of people, from a supplier, from a technology enabler, or those kind of stuff. So the next could be that connect with these 4 or 5 people to a particular brand and let them take it forward as one group and help that brand and grow together. So that could be one of the ideas.
Sridhar, I want to ask you on what Umesh was just talking about, is this idea of bringing the industry together. Do you have any particular thing in mind that there should be a certain type of retailer or a certain type of person that should be joining, or any thoughts on what you think, who can come and who should join this group?
Actually, we're not putting any kind of terms or qualifying conditions right now for who should be joining. The thing is, in terms of retaining, we do think about whether this person should be retained and should be part of the Retail One Connect going forward. The reason being, we don't want to be judgmental. As long as they are connected in some way to the retail industry, we are fine with it. It could be a retailer themselves. It could be a chain of retailers. It could be the suppliers to the retail. Because everyone brings some knowledge, some connections, some experience to the table. For example, I'll just give you an example. We have someone from Havelock Interiors coming as a regular member to our forum. They're one of the largest interior fit-out firms for retail, having done a lot of retail project, not just in the UAE, it's probably in the Middle East. We have someone from S3 Technologies. Every time you walk into a showroom and exit the showroom, you hear a beep sound. It's supplied by the S3 Technologies, those pillars kind of a thing which detect if someone is taking something out of the store. So we have all these people, and all these people bring their own expertise and connections and knowledge to the table, along with other retailers. So there's no qualifying. At the entry level, someone wanting to just come and experience the Retail One Connect, we don't stop anyone. As long as they are connected to the retail industry in some way, that's fine. We vet them at the beginning when they submit the registration form. But then retaining them and sending them invite for the next Retail One Connect, we only do that based on if there is a strong connection to the retail. And if someone doesn't like the whole structure, they themselves fall off. So we don't have to really ask someone to leave. At the end of the day, I've always experienced that like-minded people who find value, who are patient, who believe in farming, they stay back.
100% agreed. Umesh, I want to ask you, if there was one thing that you've learned in becoming a networker and having joined Retail One Connect and running it now for the year, there was one tip that you could give someone who wants to attend Retail One Connect, what would that be?
I would again say that this is a purely a knowledge sharing and networking platform. So don't expect anything else from this platform. What happens, happens outside this platform. So this platform is only to connect you with other industry professionals and to give you some more knowledge about the industry. What you do after you go out of the session is what matters. You know, because in 1 hour, I cannot teach you retail. I cannot connect you with hundreds of people, but yes, I can connect you with maybe 15, 20 people who can connect you maybe 2,000 people. So that's what the idea is. And that's how I can very well say that, because when people come to me and they say, Umesh, one friend of mine came to your Retail One Connect and he got in touch with me because he knew that Umesh is a common friend, and that's how they got connected with each other and they are doing business with each other. It feels so pleasing to hear these kind of stories when people say that because of Retail One Connect, we got together, we met with this guy, we are doing business now. thank you so much. I mean, what else you need? I mean, that's more than enough.
And just want to say, because this is an audio medium, I don't think anybody can see the smile that Umesh you have on your face, because it looks like it brings you a lot of joy. And I just want to pass the mic to Sridhar to the please add to this.
Yeah, just want to add to what Umesh said. Firstly, one has to be consistent. One has to be coming, have faith and coming back again and again and again, because all you need is one connection and one idea that could change your life completely. And that could come in the third week, the third event, or the eighth event, or the 12th event, or even the first event. So it could come anytime. But if you just come for one or event and then say, hey, I don't think this is for me. No, that's the biggest mistake you're doing. We are not the losers. We are providing this platform for you to come and take advantage of. Now, I'll tell you something. It's connected to the question you asked maybe previously, 5 minutes back. Did you start this with any kind of an objective or motive? No. Umesh brought in the detail expertise. I brought in my networking expertise. We combined and started it without any thought as to what could happen from here. Then what happened was, one of the participants who attended 2 or 3 months and was regular suddenly came to know that I have a freight and logistics business. And he connected with me. He was stuck. He had a big issue with some shipment. And now he's a regular customer, giving me 4 to 5 shipments every month. And I never approached him for business. I never went to him and say, hey, I guess you're doing this. Why don't you give me a shipping? No. He happened to come here, see me in this forum conducting this, and connect with me and said, could you solve this problem for me? I did that, and now he's become a customer. So it's the byproduct. As Umesh said, you just keep coming consistently without an objective of I need business. That becomes INB, I need business. Whereas you just come here to learn to connect. Business is a byproduct. Everything else is a byproduct.
Like they say, right? The more value you create, the more people get to know, like, and trust you. Once they know, like, and trust you, business becomes automatic.
Absolutely.
I want to just ask Sridhar one question. Umesh touched upon this a bit earlier. You talked about the future of Retail One Connect, and you said there could be a retail mastermind. It could be getting into many countries. What does this timeline look like? Do you have anything in mind, Sridhar?
The retail mastermind community, we would definitely like to launch 6 months from now in UAE and then take it up. We're not sit down and like created any kind of a roadmap right now here. But definitely, I would like to really strengthen it here in UAE first before taking it forward anywhere else. Again, keeping it very open in the mind so that, you know, we are open to opportunities. We are open to discussion. People listening out there may want to know how could we, if interested, be taking this forward with your guidance. So we are very much open to growing it sooner.
Great. So if somebody wanted to join Retail One Connect, what would that look like? How would they join? Umesh, can you walk us through the steps?
Right now, what we generally do is that the day is fixed. So the calendar for the whole year is already fixed. We know which day it is going to be, let's say in the month of September or October. So that calendar is floated. And what we do is that 2 weeks prior to the event in each month, we float a flyer, which also has a registration link. And this flyer is floated on the social media channels. It could be my LinkedIn account and Facebook account and Sridhar's LinkedIn and Facebook account. And we also run a WhatsApp group where it is floated. And then we also encourage all the regular participants to share it with their connects, whomever they want to be a part of this group. And that's how we collect all the registrations. And to add to that, if there is any special guest coming for that activity, for that session, we also float another flyer on the same channels to make people aware of as to who is going to be the guest presenter. Yeah, Sridhar can add more to that.
Yeah, just to make life easy for any of the audience who is listening to this and wants to take more, apart from what we said, going into our LinkedIn accounts and keeping abreast with what's happening, the Ascentive website will, going forward, have the Retail One Connect details. So they can just go and submit their registration there.
And last not but least, our contact details are always there. We encourage people to PM or DM us as and when they want to know more about this.
Yes, so what we'll do for you guys is I'll make sure that your LinkedIn pages, the Ascentive pages, are linked in our show notes and people can get to that. And I also see that the address, thank you for that, Sridhar, it's accelerate.ascentive.com. We'll make sure this is linked in the show notes as well as your LinkedIn pages. And again, you're doing this for the community, not for any gain other than just connecting everybody and helping everybody to learn. And I think that's something that I've taken away from this conversation is never underestimate the power of good networking and what you can accomplish by having smart people in a room and just talking and learning. That's really the piece. Now, I want to ask you two questions before we start to wrap up. I'll start with Sridhar. Sridhar, you're on the Elevated Entrepreneur podcast. I want to hear from you as a coach, as someone who helps other entrepreneurs. What do you think makes an entrepreneur an elevated entrepreneur?
Constantly working on themselves. Most people look to change outside. I'm sure you know of the cause and effect. Everything in this universe, everything around us is cause and effect. So if you have a certain effect, it is because of a certain cause. If you want a different effect, you need to work on the cause and changing the cause, not the effect. So if a person want to go higher in terms of elevate themselves, their organization, and be an elevated entrepreneur, they need to look inwards. What can I change about me? What can I change about the way I think? What can I change about the way I go about things, my habits, bring a change in my results? You said sometime back earlier in the podcast about retailers and retail business going through a tough time and people struggling. I would only like to add one thing. Someone out there is innovating and succeeding. Why can't it be the person who's listening to it, this podcast now? Only difference is people are not spending time in thinking. Because whatever today is a huge success was an idea in someone's mind one time. So if everyone who's listening here, if they are struggling or want to grow, if they can allocate 30 minutes in a day, every day, if not an hour, to just thinking, wearing the thinking cap and say, what can I do differently? What new ideas can I work on to take my business to the next level? And then maybe initially for the first 1 or 2 or 3 days, the ideas may not be really great. But once they make it a habit, they're going to come up with some amazing ideas, path-breaking ideas that they will themselves be amazed of. Like, really, is it me who's coming up with these ideas? So this will take them to a complete different level in due course.
I just want to add, I loved what you said. You said that the journey to become an elevated entrepreneur starts by looking inside. And what you talked about, setting up time to think, as my business coach calls it, strategic thinking time. If you are able to sit down and, like you said, spend 30 minutes, just think, let the brain do its thing. That's where the magic is. So I really appreciate what you said, Sridhar. Thank you for sharing that. That's, I think, one of the best tips. It's always great to remember this and remind people of this. Umesh, I know you're on your entrepreneurial journey. I want to ask you, in your experience, what makes for an elevated entrepreneur?
Have a mentor. Without a mentor, you cannot achieve anything. I can very well tell you this thing. I have spent 40 years of my life just searching for that mentor. Finally, I got one who is sitting other speaker here today. And handhold, believe in what he or she is teaching you. Of course, we all have ideas. We all know what we want to do. And at one point of time, we will succeed. But if you have a mentor, be assured you will not be an elevated entrepreneur. You will reach to your goal much earlier than others. That's what I believe. So I would say have a mentor. That's the basic requirement.
So well said. Having a mentor is not just about someone teaching you, but also maybe someone showing you the way, getting you there faster. We all use different types of mentors in our life. We use a teacher who teaches us a skill. Why not use a mentor in business to teach you the way and show you the way and get you there faster? Well said. Thank you for sharing, Mish. Gentlemen, as we start to wrap up, I just want to open the floor first with Sridhar. Is there anything else you want to talk about Retail One Connect? Please, I'd leave it as an open discussion here for you.
I would like to wrap it up by saying that no one really needs to struggle or find the going difficult. We can all have an amazing business and a spectacular life, provided, as I said earlier, you just slow down a little and start looking inwards and working on changing your habits. Once you change your habits, you will start seeing different results. And as Umesh said, I too, as a trainer, as a coach, have a coach. Because I don't know everything. We don't know what we don't know. Any entrepreneur out there, not only have a coach, be a part of a community. Because a lifetime is not enough for you to fail. and learn from your failures. Learn from other people's failures. Surround yourself with other people who have probably had a journey and failed and succeeded. Learn from them. So these are the two things I would say.
Thank you, Sridhar. Umesh, where can people find you? You mentioned LinkedIn earlier. Is there any other way people can connect with you other than LinkedIn, which I'll have linked in the show notes for you?
I'm very active on LinkedIn. I'm a LinkedIn person. I am not very fond of the other social media channels. LinkedIn is the place where you can find me. That's about it.
You disappointed me, Umesh. I thought you would say the 5 a.m. club. Probably you don't know. Quickly, I wanted to share. The first thing that we really together started was one of the first 7-8 people that I approached in the pandemic last year during the lockdown. I started something called a virtual 5 a.m. club. Every morning at 5 a.m., we meet over a Zoom call and I take people through a 35-minute, 40-minute structured morning session. And Umesh has been probably the only one who has been consistently attending for the last 312 days. Today was the 312th day. And he has also been a big pillar of support to me in terms of running the session about 100 days that I was not active. I was just active as a participant and I had to take a break. And he took the baton and he ran that for me, you know. So if anyone wants to really meet both of us, it's the 5 a.m. club also. Again, that's free. No membership, no joining fee, nothing.
So what Sridhar is trying to say is that you can meet us at 5 a.m. You don't need to.
If you really want to meet us at 5 a.m. Let me know how serious you are about wanting to meet us.
Absolutely.
And Sridhar, other than the 5 a.m. club, where can people find you? Is there any social media handle that you'd like to share?
I'm pretty active in LinkedIn and Facebook. I am V. Sridhar. So that's the LinkedIn handle.
That's amazing. I want to thank you both for being so candid and being so open with me on the show. I hope that this episode will inspire entrepreneurs to join, understand the power of networking and also join Retail One Connect and find their own benefit in due time. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much, Dhiren, for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you, Dhiren.
Thank you so much for staying with me till the very end of the episode. You've done it. I've got 3 specific asks for you, only if you think that this podcast is worthy of your support and if you've enjoyed the content. My first request is for you to hit the subscribe button, actually smash that subscribe button so that you can get notified when new episodes come your way. Or if you haven't already, head on over to elevatedentrepreneur.fm and subscribe to the podcast on the website so that new episodes are emailed to you right away. My second request is for you to help me spread the word with your friends and families and business owners that would enjoy this podcast and help elevate them too. You can do that either by leaving a review on your Apple device or just telling your friends how cool this podcast is. And finally, if there's a question that you've been dying to ask me or if there's pieces of feedback that you'd like to give me, head on over to elevatedentrepreneur.fm/speak where you'll be able to record a voice message that I can listen to and also maybe feature here on the podcast together with my answer. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, much love, and I'll see you in the next one.